Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Celebrity birthdays today?
Oh.
Happy birthday to one soul brother, Kevin.
Oh.
Who would never tell us how old he is, but now thanks to Facebook, I know.
Oh, really?
How old?
How old do you think?
I think he's in his 40s.
But he's younger than us.
42.
Is he? Yeah, he is 40. He's turning 44.
I'm going to say 41.
You're all wrong.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm not going to tell you.
What? Come on.
Hmm.
Oh, so he's... Okay.
What?
Very close to your age.
Yes.
By the way, Carmen's very rock and roll today. Do you see her whole outfit?
I'm not allowed to look at
Carmen. Stand on the sofa over there.
On Reddit, they say I drool over her.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't she look like she's like a lead singer of a rock band?
Yeah. Carmen, the tank tops look very good on you because you have nice arms. Whoa, if you would have fell. If you would have fell, it would have been awesome.
Oh, my God.
Very coordinated.
Rock and roll, baby.
It's a Vince Neil move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you to Infinity because I used to have lunch lady arms and I still have no upper body strength, but I can do 10 push-ups in a row.
Bro. You don't want to count it right now.
10.
You're the one who said it. You're the one who said it.
I can. It's hard.
After Sporkle. Okay. All right, let's go.
Let me get pumped.
Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I'm going to win today for line 5.
Line 5. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Adam.
Hold on, Adam. Adam, Galvin's playing for you. My birthdays came up on Facebook today. That's how I knew about Soul Brother Kevin's birthday.
Right.
And out of all of them, there's this really hot chick. And I'm like, wow, who is that? Looks like a hot Taylor Swift. Mike Olivero's daughter.
Spanish?
Oh, God. Line 3.
He's going to rip me apart one day like he thinks bananas are inside me. Hi, who is this?
Mike.
Mike. Spanish is playing for you. I will take line 1. Uno. Who is this?
Hey, this is Adam.
Hi, Adam. I'm playing for you. Let's do this. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Pappy Pap is your judge. Ooh. Carmen, what do we got today?
Today we have a fun one. It's very different than normal.
Ooh, fun.
Ooh. Okay. Can you name the historical figures who were still alive when their obituaries were accidentally published?
Oh, all right.
So I'll give you just kind of a well-known fact about them. When the obituary accidentally leaked, you give me the famous person.
All right.
All right.
I only know of one in my head.
Right. And that's probably not.
All right. Yeah. Don't get it in your head.
Yep. Okay. Multiple sources have listed this former American president as dead due to multiple trips to intensive care.
Carter.
1924 to still living.
Bush.
Spanish.
He was born in 24?
Wow.
1924. Ronald Reagan's press secretary. He was...
Brady. Oh, no. Brady? Was it Brady? Okay.
It was. Galvin. A Scottish radio station announced this prime minister's death by accident.
Thatcher.
When Bowie had, in fact, died.
Blair.
1966 to still living.
Bowery.
David Cameron. This Cuban president's obituary.
Castro.
Yes. By CNN. Common theme in this. WABC in New York reported this presidential nominee had died on September 11th, 2016 due to getting ill at a 9/11 memorial.
Uh-huh.
CNN reported this grunge icon is dead.
Cobain.
Yes. A draft of this actor's obituary was accidentally leaked by People's Magazine in 2014. His lust for life was too strong.
Pop. Iggy Pop.
No, his lust for life was too strong through 1916 to still living.
16.
19. Whoa. Yes.
Jeez Louise.
101 years old.
What?
Today, still living. That would be his age. Kirk Douglas.
Oh wow. That's right.
A BBC radio program declared this monarch dead in 2010 when, in fact, a...
Queen Elizabeth.
Yep.
The Queen Elizabeth, the one that's there now.
Yes.
Second.
I'll give it to you.
Queen Elizabeth, the one that's there now.
The one still living. This black nationalist read his obituary after recovering from a stroke. It's been said that the negative...
Mandela.
That the negativity of the obituary caused him to have a second stroke that killed him. 1987 to still... No. 1940.
Idi Amin.
Marcus Garvey.
Oh, no idea.
That guy. No.
I just heard black.
Following two plane crashes in 1954, this The Sun Also Rises author read his obituary every morning with a glass of champagne until his suicide. 1899 until 1961. The author of The Sun Also Rises.
Hemingway.
Yes. Bloomberg published this giant of the computer industry 17-page obituary
Jobs.
In 2008. Yes, Mike Kelta, and we're halfway there.
Galvin and I are in last with two. Michael is leading by two with a total of four.
Okay. CNN reported this religious figurehead's death following a 1981 attempt on his
life. Pope John Paul.
Pope John Paul II.
This is the second, but I did give you the Elizabeth, so Mike Kelta. Yes.
Really? Did you think I thought it was the first?
I don't know. There's could be
new alive in 1800s.
I mean, who knows? This One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest writer actually faked his death to escape drug charges. 1935 to 2001.
I feel like I should know this.
Yeah, right?
You should.
Over at One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
He faked his death to escape drug charges. Ken Casey.
Casey.
Shut the
door. Oh, man.
Yeah. Maybe if I had a paper.
Yeah, you don't get one.
Okay.
I never got one.
Or a format sheet, but, you know, I know it's hard.
Yep. Nope. You don't get one. You're not important enough.
Okay. Oh.
BBC.
You can hit her because you're smaller than her.
Yeah, I know.
And I can still beat you up because I'm bigger than you.
Yeah. A brute.
BBC's YouTube channel accidentally released a premature obituary of this queen of pop in 2010.
Britney Spears.
Madonna.
Yes.
Well, they got an obituary for Madonna already?
Yeah.
All right. Have it ready.
In 2010.
Have it ready.
This South African president was part
Mandela.
Of Mike Kelta.
God damn it.
This inventor was so saddened by a premature obituary that called him the monarch or the merchant of death that he created prizes
Oppenheimer.
For his name to change his legacy. 1833 through 1896.
Edison. I don't know.
Bell.
Tesla.
Alfred Nobel.
Okay.
Nobel Prizes. This former U.S. president was one of many obituaries accidentally leaked by CNN.com in 2003, 1 year before his actual death. 1911
Carter.
To 2004. CNN.
Reagan.
Mike Kelta.
I thought it was Reagan, but I thought he died way earlier than
that. Yeah, so did I, but remember he was out of commission for a while.
Yeah.
This U.S. Secretary of State was reported as dead in the confusion following the assassination of President Lincoln. 1801 through 1872.
Madison.
Gary.
The U.S. Secretary of State.
Totally safe to just say Adam.
William Seward.
Yeah, Seward.
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 That dude. And we're on the last three.
The score right now, I'm in last with two. Galvin in second with three. Michael dominating with a total of seven.
Ooh.
I got to tell you, I have no idea what the theme is. Like, I know that we're going...
No, there was no theme.
Oh.
I said CNN has a common appearance.
Right.
Yeah, in a lot of these, because they're... Yep.
Terrible.
Due to a misunderstanding, the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, was ready to read out this British Prime Minister's obituary 4 years
earlier.
Thatcher. Galvin. This legendary American author said that the report of my death...
Twain.
Wasn't...
You'll never get through it. Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This actor of The Godfather was called late in...
Brando.
In 1982,
Pacino.
By People
no.
Magazine,
De Niro.
Oh, no.
He turned into a running joke.
Abe Vigoda.
Ab.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh.
Final score?
Final score. I was in last with two. Galvin in second with four. Michael, you won. Total of eight. Champion.
And I'm sure the one that you were waiting for?
Bob Hope.
Oh, no.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, no.
Who was it?
Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah. He really did die.
Yep.
He did die, and then they replaced him with a guy named Billy Shears. And Billy is...
Not even English, by the way.
No.
Billy Shears.
And he's been playing Paul ever since. Ringo just admitted it. I saw it on World News Daily.
Connection to you. He's from Detroit.
And that's where that
Billy Shears
release
is?
Came from. Or, well, Paul McCartney, that's where the rumor started, in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Paul is dead. Turn me on, dead man. Number nine.
Would you like the year totals? Sporkle wins?
I mean, yeah, but I know they're not that good.
Well, I am in last with only 11 wins. Galvin is in second with a total of 31 wins for the year.
So I must have 62.
And Michael, you are still leading, but only by 9 with a total of 40 wins.
Nice. I like it.
Mm-hmm.